leave you, she said to herself, there is nothing that can prepare you for this. Janna knew precisely what she would be seeing on her way up. She had studied it well. Nonetheless, the emotional impact was overwhelming. The first few minutes had been like looking out the window of a jet. So she decided to lean her chair back and rest. But when she roused herself an hour later, she was 300 miles above the planet, and her view was just like all the astronaut photos she had seen, except with a nearly 360-degree view. There was immense depth to everything she saw. The edges of the Earth weren't flat like a photo. She could see the curves, the shadows of the large mountains, the way different angles of sunlight hit the oceans and coaxed different colors from them. She could see the sun hitting the Earth, and the Earth rolling underneath it, carrying one continent after another into and out of its rays. But it was the view in the opposite direction that took her breath away. The pictures showed only blackness and some stars. But when she looked at it in person, she was looking eternity. The depth of it was overwhelming. It went on forever, ever, ever, forever, in every way that mattered. She wasn't even sure how long she stood transfixed, her hands clutching the rail that ran at the gondola at about chest height, equally as much as seeing into the blackness of eternity. Seeing the Earth from 150,000 miles away, shrinking ever smaller, was an experience for which she couldn't have prepared. The finiteness of it, the smallness of it, all of its empires and conquerors were less than trivial. The barbarity of it all, men ruling over men with swords and flying in pieces of lead and deception and emotional battery. It had all been a stupid season of mindless dominance, and all that had mattered was surviving to its end and moving on to better things. The thought, why did I take it all so seriously, passed through her consciousness. She knew why she took it seriously, of course. She had been immersed in it and had no way to be anywhere else. But looking at it from here, all the mighty and all the intimidators and all the imposers are shame. They were vapid fools on a tiny blue speck in the sea of it.